Turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast. With Tony Marinaro.
55 seconds left in the penalty, a minute and 27 seconds left in regulation time. Boston 4, Montreal 3. Lafleur coming out rather gingerly on the right side. He gives it into Lemaire, back to Lafleur. Oh!
The Sickest Montreal Canadiens Podcast.
You're in the spot!
Sports entertainment like no other.
Rejoins, on lui fait perdre la rondelle, une passe devant. Et c'est bon, et ce sera la victoire des Canadiens. Stanley pour les Canadiens, le 23e de l'histoire.
You found the dogs! John, you found the dogs! He found the dogs!
And all together, they work the young team to the top. And now, a 24th Stanley Cup banner will hang from the rafters of the famous Forum in Montreal. The Canadiens win the Stanley Cup!
Brought to you by Energy Transportation Group. Driven to be different. LaVie.tv. Embrace your true nature. And Lacage. If the last time you went to Lacage was when the Habs won the cup, it's time you went back to Lacage. It's gonna be sick.
Marinaro, it is the Sick Podcast on this Thursday, March 2nd, 2 minutes past 10 p.m. And the NHL trade deadline is tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the past 10 years, about 20 trades on average have been made at around this time of year. And in the last 2 weeks, over 40 have been made. So they've more than doubled. And the big question now is a lot of people are wondering whether or not there's any players left to be traded tomorrow. For the Montreal Canadiens, there are, because with the exception of trading Evgeny Dadonov a couple of days ago for Denis Gurianov, the Montreal Canadiens still are waiting to pull the trigger. A lot of people are monitoring the Joel Edmondson situation. Yesterday, there was a report that had him going to Tampa. Today, there's a report that has him going to Calgary. But as it stands, he's still a Montreal Canadian. It looks like he's going to go for the Canadiens tonight in Los Angeles. He's been out for a while. One of the things that's been talked about is that other teams would like to see Joel Edmondson in action before they pull the trigger. And they might have that opportunity to do that tonight. We're going to talk with Marc-André Perrault from TVA Sport in about a minute. Not before I talk to you about La Bite à TB, brewed in Quebec, a winner of a dozen international awards. La Bite à TB offers quality microbrewery beers made with premium ingredients for everyone's taste. La Bite à TB, embrace your true nature. And also brought to you in part by Energy Transportation Group. Here he is. Here they are. You can feel the energy. They're a leading full-service logistics provider serving all of North America. They are driven to be different. A shout-out to Mike Cinquino and my buddy Sean Girard and Dave Grassi and the rest of the staff there. Energy Transportation Group, and brought to you in part by Lacage. If the last time you went to Lacage was when the Habs won the cup, it's time you go back to Lacage. The menu will surprise you. One guy who's full of surprises is Marc-André Perrault. Come stai?
What's up, my friend?
Hey, you're doing this from the arena?
Of course, yes. I just can't be in the actual arena because of rights holder and whatever. So I'm kind of in the basement by the, you know, the press, the media room, but I just saw Manon Réaume, Luc Robitaille. So, she's here for, I don't really know. I didn't have the chance to talk with her, and Luc Robitaille, obviously, you know, he's a legend here. So happy to talk to you. We have maybe 20 minutes.
What are the chances? Because what we're going to do, it's going to be an abbreviated show tonight. The puck's going to drop, I would say, at around 10:35. I'll probably let you go at around 10:30 so that you can get your spot. And I'll probably talk for 3 or 4 minutes. And then that'll be it for tonight. And then, because you know what we've done in the past, what we did was when a game was a 10 o'clock start or a 10:30 start, we'd watch the game and we found that we were talking about the game, kind of like doing almost like a little bit of a play-by-play while it was going on. Yeah, yeah. But sometimes, you know, people were probably obviously focused on that, a little bit distracted. Sometimes they talked about something else other than that. It just, you know what? We said, Why don't we give everyone their Montreal Canadiens game so they can watch them and they can enjoy it on television? But what are the chances of Lucky Luke walking back where you are here in the next 15 or 20 minutes? What's the chances?
I would say none.
Oh, really?
Because, like, I'm really in the corner, and at this time, you know, Luke is upstairs with the team,
the management team. Yeah, nobody. Exactly. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Is that Patrick Swayze? Or?
That is indeed Patrick Swayze. Yes,
you look
dirty
like
dancing.
Yeah.
I used to, but
shape-wise,
I can dance like him. I can tell you.
Okay, please do not.
You know, please. Women. I took dance lessons before, I can dance various dances, and I dance very well.
That's the typical Italian dance.
No. Never mind the typical Italian dance. I can dance whatever kind of dance you want me to dance, and women really love when a man knows how to dance, because when you're there at a party and they're sitting down and they're watching you on the dance floor and you can dance, they're having a discussion with their friends and they're saying, I bet you he can dance. Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's
not for me. Not for me.
You don't dance?
I'm the purse watcher while they are dancing.
Oh, really?
So there's not a chance.
Yeah. No, you sure learn how to dance, because when a guy knows how to dance, he knows how to dance. All right. Okay. It's too bad that Lucky Luke's not going to be. Hey, I saw a picture of Marc Bergevin make the rounds of social media today. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you have a chance to see? Did you have a chance to see?
No, I did not, because the Kings were off yesterday. So was the Canadians, and today they were practicing in El Segundo rink. Montreal was here. What is it? It's Crypto.com Arena now.
Okay.
So didn't have the chance to see him. I don't think he misses the Montreal media, Montreal craziness, and actually, I confirm he doesn't. Miss it.
So hold on a second. It's interesting you say that, because Marc Bergevin has yet to do an interview since he was relieved of his duties as GM of the Montreal Canadiens, which I believe was back on the 26th of November. For whatever reason, that's a date that just sticks out
Sounds
in my
accurate.
Mind.
Yeah.
On 26th of November of 2020. One. Correct. And, you know, he was in town for Guy Lafleur's funeral. He came in, I believe it was on a private jet. He was out, and there were members that were of the media that were waiting for him on the stairs to try and interview him. Kind of went through a side door on his way out. And, I'm just wondering. So the reason why I say this is, the reason why I asked you if you saw him is I'm wondering if, you know, he's easily accessible or he's looking for side doors while you guys are there.
I saw him in Vancouver, and I went to, you know, just shake his hand, but not more. I don't, you know, I'm not that type who's going to run after anyone. He knows me. He knows I'm, you know, funny guy, and
he's
not going to be in trouble talking to me or whatever. But I think he just, I don't see him giving like an exclusive interview in the next weeks, month. I think he just needed to put this back and move forward. I think it was a lot of pressure at the end, a lot of bad vibes, and I think he just needed to go somewhere else and put Montreal in the back for a period of time, and I don't think this period of time is over yet.
Okay,
great guy.
Yes, look, I got along with him very well, to tell you the truth, and I know not everyone did. I think I had a very good relationship with him. He was good to me. I think I was good to him. I think we understood each other. He had a job to do and I got it. I had a job to do and he got it. And look, it was good. He shook your hand though and stuff like that, right? Or you, when you went over to shake his hand? Yeah, of course.
I mean, yeah, shook my hand, but I mean, I didn't feel that. Well, I didn't want to, but him neither. I don't think it was like a time to have a long conversation or whatever. So
you did. You didn't ask him about me. No.
And he didn't talk about you.
So okay. I'm all right. Sorry. Okay. But hey, I gotta ask you something. Okay, I gotta ask you something. Senator Serge Savard joined me on the program, I would say over a month ago. It was the day that Bobby Hall passed away.
Yeah.
So I got him on the podcast and he talked about Bobby Hall, and we talked about Bobby Hall for a good 20 minutes, I would say. And then after, the conversation turned to the Montreal Canadiens, and Serge was part of, you know, he was there. He was in on the interviews. He was in on the meetings, of course. And ultimately, he gave his stamp of approval to hire Marc Bergevin as the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens. But since then, he's been open in saying that he was disappointed because he wanted to go have a coffee with Bergevin at one point, maybe serve as an advisor, maybe give him some advice. And Marc Bergevin said, yeah, we'll do that. And they never did. He thought that Marc Bergevin didn't handle some situations well. He thought that Marc Bergevin had a problem with or a weakness in managing people. He didn't think it was a strength. And he said, so when I said to him, I said, you know, Serge, you're saying all these things, but I said, you know, a lot of people are a little bit upset with you because ultimately you gave your stamp of approval for Marc Bergevin to be hired. And he basically said, Tony, what do you want me to do? Everything he said he was going to do, he didn't do. So I liked what he said he was going to do. As a matter of fact, I still have his business plan, his presentation that he made to me. And yeah. I said, wow, we should go for breakfast one day. I'd like to see that. And he said, I wouldn't mind sharing it with you. I mean, I can talk to you about it. So let me ask you this. Would I be off limits if I asked him to come back on and share that presentation and we do it live? Or is that something, I mean, that is like, would you think that I could offend Mark? Because I wouldn't want to offend Marc Bergevin. Do you think I would offend?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, no. I mean, depending if it was like off the record or if it was like they shook hands saying that it's going to stay between you and I. But yeah. I mean, because in life, in sports, in life, you can have a plan. I mean, it's rare that it's gonna work like you want, right?
Yeah.
So
no, because when he presented that when he made that presentation,
I got married, and that was not the plan to be divorced.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Congratulations.
Maybe I have surprises.
Yeah. Congratulations on the divorce, by the way. So now.
She's great, by the way. So that
great.
She's a great person. So
I'm sure she is.
Plans are made to not follow.
Yeah, sometimes that's just the way it. Hey, listen, marriage is not all that bad. For those who are watching, please go ahead and do it. It's not that bad. I mean, you got your good
of
days,
course,
your bad
months. I would
months.
Do it tomorrow morning with the same person, knowing the same outcome. She's just a great person.
Oh my God, anyways. You're the nicest guy ever. I think pretty soon I'm gonna end up leaving my wife for you.
Oh, I'm open. I mean,
oh Jesus! Now I'm starting to get scared here. Mosey too, mo. So no, but I'm.
But yeah, I mean,
listen, you're somebody.
Yes,
you're somebody. Yes. I respect a lot, and I don't want to do something that's not a classy thing to do. This is why I'm asking your opinion. All kidding aside, your opinion is very important to me. When Marc Bergevin made that presentation to Serge Savard, do you think it was done under the understanding that was going to be a confidential classified document? Or
my guess is yes, because Bergevin is very secretive. So my answer would be yes, but at the same time, I mean, it's Serge Savard, it's his choice, and he's a very bright person. I don't think he would do that to make Bergevin look bad or whatever. So, I mean, it's up to you. I would say yes, but...
Okay, so if I have the senator on sometime next week or the week after, and we discuss Marc Bergevin's plan live on the podcast. You don't think I'm out of line?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think so.
I'd love to have people's opinion on that. By the way, in the chat, I'd love to have your opinion right now. Tell me if you think it's okay, or tell me if you would think it's out of line. So just write
when you apply for a job. I mean, when you apply for a job and they ask you a plan or the way you see things, I mean, it's not top secret. So probably there's other plans from other people. I don't know. It's a good question, but my opinion is two things. I don't think Marc Bergevin would like that, but I don't think it's out of line to do it. But
so right now, if I just take a look at the comments coming in on YouTube Live, most people think that it's out of line.
Oh, well, I can't argue. I think it's not black or white. There's a lot of gray areas, but yeah, it's a good question. Good question, but I won't, you know, I won't argue with people saying it's out of line, but yeah.
Yeah. So listen, if it's 50-50, like if it was 100%, it's okay to do it, I would have done it. But the fact that it's 50-50, maybe even more, saying that it's out of line, I'm not going to do that. Okay. Now, well, speaking of line,
there's three person who I got starstruck in my career, because I mean, I see top players every day and I don't care, but three persons: Jean Béliveau,
yes,
Luc Robitaille, Serge Savard. I don't know why this
you're
person,
starstruck
Serge
by
Savard,
Luc Robitaille.
And he's so simple, he's so nice. Well, same thing with Jean Béliveau, but I don't know. Serge Savard he's just like this massive person who
I'm
respect, you say that?
Yes, well, you impose le respect. Oui, ça c'est sûr de certain. But dis quelque chose. I would all due respect to the Senator Serge Savard. I wouldn't say that I was starstruck when I saw him or when I see him. However, he's such a presence.
Yeah, that's what I wanted
that
to say.
I know that I'm in the presence of someone special. You understand what
exactly.
I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm not
Johnny
the big
Portekida.
Dog.
This is a real presence of a real presence of a man. I know that I'm in the presence of someone who has done great things in the past and has gone on to greatness. You can feel it. And I felt that way when I was around the late Guy Lafleur as well. Like, he just had a presence where, you know, he captivated an entire room. Like, when he walked in, everyone knew that there was someone special in front of him.
At Luc Robitaille, I was there for unveil of his statue.
Yes, the unveiling of his statue. Yeah.
Unveiling of his statue. It was years ago. And so I do an interview live, and he arrives like 5 seconds before. And I'm like, I just have time to ask him, hey, how are you? He's like, I'm having a bad day and I don't want to do it. So I'm going on air and he's like, yeah, I'm joking, and starts to laugh. So anyways, he's a funny guy. Great guy.
The unveiling of his statue is his statue looks a lot better than the one that was done for David Beckham as a prank by James Corden. Obviously, you watched that episode, right?
Talking about statue, do you know Dustin Brown has his statue? There's three hockey players around the Crypto Arena.
That's unbelievable.
Hukdai, Gretzky, and Dustin Brown.
No, but now we're pushing it, though. I mean, look, Dustin Brown, he was a Los Angeles King for a long time. I get it. He won
West
a couple
captain
of cups
for two
there,
cups.
Too. Yes, I get it, but
and,
I mean...
He was not okay with having his statue, because he was like, I don't belong on. I mean, there's Michael Jordan, named these legends, and you have Dustin Brown. And Luc Robitaille told him, you know what? You brought something to LA that Gretzky and I couldn't do, bringing a Stanley Cup. So so Dustin Brown said, you know what? Since then, I'm semi okay with this statue, but it I mean, no offense, but it's just weird.
Yeah. No. I hear you. Hey, speaking of line up. Joel Edmondson. What's going on here? Is Joel Edmondson playing tonight?
Well, he took the warm up, so yes, he's got. Well, I mean, after the practice, they were in circle, center ice, and they were, you know, tapping the sticks on the ice to say welcome back. They did the same with Caden Gooley in San Jose. So it's just, I don't know why the goddamn green light thing that you don't know after the morning skate, but you know at 3-4 p.m. But hey, that's it, right?
Yesterday there was a report, I believe it was Eric Erlandson, who's been a Tampa Bay Lightning insider for like the longest time. And I believe he said that the Tampa Bay Lightning were interested in Joel Edmondson. He was hearing earlier today, Pierre LeBrun said the team that he's hearing is Calgary, and Craig Button said to him, well, you know, that doesn't make sense because
it doesn't.
Calgary needs offense and they know they don't need the defense.
Now, also, it's confirmed. It's confirmed now. Edmondson is going to play. Tierney is out, so it's going to be an 11-7 lineup. It's funny because St. Louis just said after practice this morning that he wanted to give more minutes to Chris Tierney, and he was happy with his play since he got in Montreal. So that's funny. But anyway,
you have is that to right? Eh?
You have to make room for Edmondson, and I mean, you have Zadorov, you have Uyghur. You don't need another big D in Calgary. I know Daryl Sutter would love him, but I don't think that's what you need, right?
But you know what's very interesting in that conversation between Pierre LeBrun and Craig Button is that Pierre LeBrun is one of the premier insiders in the game, okay? If he tells you Calgary's interested, you would think that Calgary's interested, okay? However, isn't Craig Button's brother Todd the director of amateur scouting for the Calgary Flames? Now, I get it. Amateur scout is not professional scout, but you would think that Craig Button would have some intel when it comes to the Calgary Flames, no?
I don't think so, because the last thing his brother wants is to make anything looks like he's having conversations with his brother, who's a media member. So I would say no.
Wow. So if your brother worked for an NHL team and you were in the media,
there's no way we talk about hockey. There's no way. Well, not his team, that's for sure. Because I don't want to put him in trouble, and that's the last thing I want.
I would be calling my brother 10 times a day.
I know you would, but yeah. I wouldn't.
Good for you.
I would have Serge Chaval an interview saying the Marc Bergevin's plans.
You would do that, eh? So you would do it, eh?
I mean, hold on. It's such a tough question, but Serge Chaval, I mean, he is the person who is, you know, willing to share it. So you have to trust I really, you know what? I would do it 60-40. So I would have to think about it.
Okay.
But I'm tending more to yes than no.
All right. Do you think Joel Edmondson is going to be traded tomorrow?
I don't think so. The only way it's going to happen if a GM panics at the very end. It's not impossible, but I would be very surprised.
I think they're going to trade him.
But if he's traded, it's going to be with like lots of conditions and, you know, because of his medical past.
But I think they're going to trade him, and I'm going to tell you why. Yeah. You know as well as I do, they have a surplus of left-handed defensemen. That's number one. Number two, yes, he's got another year in his deal next year. Chances are that back is not going to get better next year. Chances are his play is not going to get better next year. So long story short, whatever they can get for him now, and I know they're going to obviously try and get as much as they can, but whatever they can get for him now, I think he's gone.
Kent Hughes gets like anything that is acceptable, he's going to do it. That's for sure.
I think if he gets a second round pick for him, he'll do it.
That's of course.
It. Yeah.
In a heartbeat. Yeah.
But, you know, so I think he's gone. I think he's gone. And, you know, if Joel Edmondson stays with the team for the remainder of the season And you know what? The Canadians are a better team because of it, and they get a couple of points. I think it would be counterproductive to the plan. Hey, watching all the other teams, and for those who missed it, the Boston Bruins went out earlier today, and they acquired Tyler Bertuzzi from the Detroit Red Wings for a couple of picks. One is a first round. That's number one. Number two, they signed David Pastrnak to a monster contract extension, 8 years at $11.5 million a year. Yes, Mapper.
Have you seen Dylan Larkin's reaction talking about Bertuzzi's trade?
No, I didn't see it.
He was crying.
Oh, that's why I saw a headline. Yeah. Larkin fond sur en larmes.
Yeah, he was crying because
I thought he was crying all the way to the bank with the contract that he got yesterday of 8 years and $8.5 million.
Yeah, it's because of Bertuzzi. He said they were like very, very close friends. So yeah, it was special. You don't see it. Well, you see it more and more, but not often, anyways. But
I want to add. It's important what you said, because yesterday they signed Dylan Larkin to the extension. Today they trade Tyler Bertuzzi, and Dylan Larkin's crying. Steve Yzerman must know how close Todd Bertuzzi was to Dylan Larkin, and vice versa. And the only reason why he must have traded him is because he was pretty much assured that Tyler Bertuzzi was not going to resign with the Detroit Red Wings. Because if Bertuzzi was going to resign, I don't think he was going to do that to Dylan Larkin. Do you?
Of course, but yeah. Yeah, it's a weird situation. I'm not sure Dylan Larkin was aware of that yesterday when he signed.
You think if you had to give a team right now to win the Stanley Cup, and I'm going to, I know your
right
opinion
now,
will probably change. Are you going with the Boston Bruins?
Of course. They can already start to gravit.
Start to what? To gravit?
Gravit trophy.
Engrave the trophy.
Engrave the trophy.
The gravit, the trophy. Hey, I like that one. They could start to gravit the trophy. Wow. That's amazing, man. That's the best thing I heard since I used to work at a reception hall. And a lovely woman that used to work there came up to me and she says, the lavabo is blocked. You have the thing to suck it.
Yeah, grave, isn't it, in the cemetery? Cemetery?
To engrave it. Yes.
Okay.
Anyways. It's nearing 10:30 Eastern. We're 3 minutes away, which in Los Angeles, it's 3 hours behind. So it's nice and early there. What's the weather been like?
Oh, it's better today. I don't know if I can use the word, but it was like crappy. In California, in San Jose,
this is a podcast, by the way, which is not censored. You can use whatever word you want.
I see. Yeah. But yeah, it was rainy. It was cold. There was like an emergency plan for the homeless people in San Jose. Got here yesterday was windy like crazy. I almost got my arm broken by a door. Was like anyways, and
Go back and punch the door.
I sure will. Trust me, I'll win. But today it's perfect. Don't tell my boss. I had time to go at the pool for 30 minutes. I did put oil on me, and
you put oil on yourself when you went in the pool. Really?
Oh yeah. Just my tan.
Oh yeah. I thought you were talking about baby oil or anything like that. You don't.
No,
you don't
that's for you.
Yeah. You know, I'm telling you to punch the door. I'm in a combative mood today because, to tell you the truth, an hour ago, I just got back home from the movie theater. I went to watch Creed 3.
Oh, yeah? Was it good?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a fan of Creed?
Oh.
So I like the story.
Not violence. So.
No, but it's not violence. It's boxing. I like the story.
It is.
I like the story. I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was worth watching. But my boys very much preferred Creed 1 and Creed 2. They thought it was just okay.
I just can't watch someone getting hurt, getting punched. Even if it's movie, I can't. So.
Okay. Why don't we end it with this? If you had to put a dollar down, who that is a Montreal Canadian tonight will not be a Montreal Canadian tomorrow after 3 p.m. Eastern?
Okay. Easy answer would be Edmondson, but I'm going to go with Drouin.
I think Drouin is going to be traded too tomorrow.
We'll see. But I think it's going to be a panic move for both players if they get traded.
A panic move? Why? They don't have a future here anyway.
I mean, panic move from the other GM. From
Oh, I get it. Okay, the teams that are going after them, they're probably going to, you know, be pretty desperate for them to. Okay, I got it. Yeah. I got it. Okay. Yeah. Hey, listen. Go to your spot. Thank you for doing this. Like, you couldn't make it. Yesterday was a little bit difficult for you. Okay, it was a little bit problematic.
Yeah, it was.
So you asked if you could have done it on Thursday. I said, okay, I had no idea you were working, because if I had I known you were working, I wouldn't make you do this.
No, it's perfect. I'm not a fan of warm-ups anyway, so.
Okay, very. Oh, you get straight to the point. There's no warming up.
I'm just going to miss maybe the first part of the national anthem, and that the lady who sings very well, she's going to sing it bilingual. So.
Oh, really? Oh, nice. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's it's funny. There's some places, and we're always like, what? Like in Dallas, Texas, half and half. It wasn't the case in San Jose, but today half and half, and it's, you know, it's very appreciated.
Yeah. Hey, would you ever want to sing an anthem at a game? Like when you watch them singing the anthem,
not
is that
chance.
Something that you would? No,
not a chance. I think it should be removed.
Yeah.
But not in Chicago. In Chicago, the American national anthem, you can Google it or whatever. It gives you the chill. Like it's,
yeah.
He is the best. And I think in French, he does it half and half.
Yeah.
But the American, I mean, you just want to buy a flag, a hat. It's crazy. So anyway.
Yeah. There's some who, you know, unfortunately, their nerves got the better of them. And they messed up the words. And, it's just, and poor them. I mean, they're on YouTube forever. What an unfortunate
takes forever
situation.
Sometimes, and you know, I just want to watch a hockey game. So, anyways,
hey, bon match. Opinion. And if you see Marc Bergevin, tell him, hey, Tony, fait dire allô.
Parfait.
Okay.
He'll be happy.
All right. Well, I don't know about that, because I send him a text and never gets back to me. I don't know how happy he'll be, but
oh, he changed his number, by the way. So that's probably
he changed
why.
His number.
He did.
Oh, so I've been texting somebody else. Hey, yeah, Mark, how are you?
No more Montreal. It's not against you. I think it's just same thing with everybody.
But. Yeah. Okay. I got that. All right. Okay.
Cheers, my friend.
Have a good night.
See everyone.
All right. There you have
Thanks.
It. All right. Okay. Let me go back to that. Hold on a second here. He changed his number. Tuesday, January 3rd at 5:40 p.m. Hi, Mark. Hope you're well. Quick note to wish you a healthy and happy 2023. No answer. That would explain it. There we go. You see that? No answer. Now it all makes sense. Actually, I don't think you can see that. You can't see that. Hey, hold on a second. I got to get closer or what? There we go. You see that? Now I'm closer. All right. There you go. See, no answer. And I'm wondering, but why is he not answering me back? Why is he not answering me back? Why? Now I find out from Matt where he changed his number. I thought he would have kept the same number. I mean, it's not like long distance calls are going to be a problem. You know, like I think he's done pretty well. But anyway, that's the story. All right, it is 10:34. We are very excited because you know what? NHL trade deadline is here. It goes tomorrow is going to be the deadline. It'll end at 3 p.m. We're hoping that what's gone on in the past couple of weeks just continues tomorrow and it snowballs. It's been snowballing from every day for the last 2 weeks. And hopefully one more big push, one more day. There's so many teams that think they have a solid chance to win the Stanley Cup. And when that happens, there's a lot of teams that go out there and they pull the trigger. The Oilers acquired Bjugstad. They had about $450,000 on the cap. They paid about $450,000 of it. Arizona paid another $450,000. And by the way, the Arizona Coyotes, they're a real joke. It seems like they're just acting as a broker or taking on some contracts to put them on LTIR between now and the end of the year, or at least at the cap floor. They have absolutely no, like, I've never seen a team so not ambitious as them. and watch them end up with Connor Bedard. And then this guy's going to go on to score over 500 goals and over 1,000 points in his National Hockey League career. All right. Okay. Tomorrow, I want you to take this down. I want you to know this. All right. Tomorrow is trade deadline day. And so what we're going to do, Kent Hughes is going to be meeting with members of the media. The deadline ends at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Kent Hughes is going to be meeting with members of the media at 4 p.m. I would say that press conference is probably going to end at around 5 p.m. I'm going to be working television tomorrow, radio tomorrow, podcast tomorrow, television tomorrow. And so by the time I get back home from the TV station, I'm going to log on at 7 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Instead of bringing you the Sick Podcast tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, when the Canadians visit the Anaheim Ducks, so you can watch your game at 10 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to go on tomorrow at a special time. Jot it down. I'm going on at 7 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow to break down trade deadline day and hopefully the Canadians trade deadline day, and hopefully the Montreal Canadiens do something tomorrow and it'll give us something to talk about. And if they don't do anything tomorrow, it'll still give us something to talk about. So once again, tomorrow, trade deadline special at 7 p.m. instead of regularly planned 10 p.m. At 10 p.m., you can watch the Canadians and the Ducks. Marinaro, if you liked what you heard tonight, share it, like it, message SICK, S-I-C-K. And if you listen to us on Google, Apple, or Spotify, leave us a five-star review. We very much appreciate it. Once again, special thanks to those who bring us the SICK Podcast, Energy Transportation Group, Le Bitte TB, and La Cage. Thank you. Merci. And before we break away, I want to give you a quick shout out to Playground. Over 600 machines, poker tournaments, and Playground casino games, daily promotions, and unmatched customer service. Why go anywhere else? Located just over the Mercier Bridge, only minutes from downtown Montreal. Also, a shout out to Matrix Home Fitness and matrixhomefitness.ca. Discover a club quality workout in the comfort of your own home. Bring their equipment home, whether it's the elliptical, whether it's the treadmill, whether it's the rower, whether it's the bike. Visit matrixhomefitness.ca, and there you have it. Once again, at what time are we going to do this tomorrow? Yeah, special time on a special day, 7 p.m. Eastern instead of 10 p.m. Eastern. Talk to you then. See you then. Double shift your best players. No, don't do that. I want them to lose games. I want Connor Bedard. And then if they get Connor Bedard, you can double shift Connor Bedard as much as you want, the same way the Edmonton Oilers double shift Connor McDavid. And the same way Agnello and Sammy are double shifting me, because not only do I bring you the Sick Podcast, Habs Talk, I also bring you the Sick Podcast, CF Montreal Talk. We had an episode earlier today. It's on a separate YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. It's absolutely free. And follow our Twitter handle at Sick Pod. CFMTL. Good night. Enjoy the game.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with Tony Marinaro on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. The Sick Podcast is brought to you by Energy Transportation Group, driven to be different. La Vida TB. Embrace your true nature. And La Cage. If the last time you went to La Cage was when the Habs won the cup, it's time you went back to La Cage. The menu will surprise you.